From cricket to rugby via football, the year 2015 was a year that showed that Zimbabwean sport was in crisis. Team sport was a big disappointment, as not only the cricket team but other national teams also turned into punching bags of the international sporting world. However, the mighty Warriors did the nation proud by qualifying for the 2016 Olympic Games to be held in Rio de Janeiro, although that too was nothing to gloat about. The women's soccer team qualified after beating only two teams, Zambia and Cameroon, following the withdrawal of powerhouses Equatorial Guinea. This resulted in the mighty Warriors being denied the Team of the Year award at annual National Sports Awards, with that honor going to the netball team. But still, the mighty Warriors will be there with the best the world has to offer, and Captain Felicitas Mzungoni is excited about the adventure of going to Rio.
I feel so much excited because this is our first time to qualify for the Olympics. It's our first time in history.
There were, of course, some successes in individual sports like boxing, swimming, Special Olympics, and bodybuilding. Kessie Coventry won 3 gold medals at the All Africa Games, while Helen Costa Sinclair won the Miss International and Miss Universe titles in Italy, and later on was crowned Zimbabwe Sportsperson of the Year. Not to be outdone was boxer Charles Manucci, who retained his World Boxing Council silver title belt after systematically knocking down Gianluca Fraser in his own home country of Italy. His Zambian handlers, Oriental Boxing Promotions, represented by Chris Malunga, immediately announced that he would be challenging British World Boxing Council bronze title belt holder Amir Khan.
Our next target is Amir Khan. I'm going to go to WBC convention in Cancun, China, to make sure that I go and bid for Charles to challenge Amir Khan. That is the route we are going for.
Sadly though, Manucci has parted ways with Zambians, but has decided to go it alone. There were celebrations too for the Zimbabwe Special Olympic athletes who went to the World Games in Los Angeles. The Zimbabweans brought back 12 medals, 3 gold, 3 silver, and 6 bronze medals. Nyasha Derere was one of the athletes who brought back a gold medal.
I enjoyed the place. To me, it was like heaven on earth. Everything, the environment, everyone was cheering for us. I never knew nor dreamed that in life there are other people who are so loving, so caring. As I experienced, everyone cheering up for me, signing autographs of other people.
The winds of change also blew in the administration, and blown away by the wind when Zifa's Kagbe Dube, who was fired by the Zifa Council, and Zimbabwe cricketist Wilson Manase, who lost his post to Ngoni Mukhuhlani in an election. Dube has since been replaced by Harare businessman Philip Chiangwa, who on his part received the confidence of the same Zifa Council with a 40-vote win over Trevor Kelsey-Ju, who could only manage 12 votes. Before his departure, Dube said the Zimbabwean football family was very ungrateful after financing the national team from his own pocket on a number of occasions.
Otherwise, I just told my boys, just enjoy your football. No pressure. We don't have any pressure. What for?
Chiangwa, however, has promised milk and honey for Zimbabwean football. He says he's going there to do a national service, not to waste his time.
I'm a man of action. Through my board and the Zifa Council, to make sure that the Zimbabwe flag and anthem plays at Qatar 2022.
Football, though, was characterized by tragedy following the death of 3 Zimbabwean greatest footballers. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.